Mrs. Lava's laundry.
To get here, please.
How's that? Does that matter? Monday was a bad day in Mrs. Lava's laundry. Mr. Lava was having trouble with the ironing. Oh dear. He's made a big hole in those pantaloons. Let go! You let go! Miss Lava and Master Lava were having a tug of war with the washing. I hate them! Mrs. Lava was going crazy. If I wash one more sock, I will go off my head, she said. I am sick of socks. I hate them! After that, Mr. Lava put a notice in the laundry window. It said, we wash anything except socks. Tuesday was another bad day in Mrs. Lava's laundry. Mr. Lava was having trouble with a sheet. Is he a ghost? The children were playing hide and seek in the washing. They were playing tennis too. I hate them. Mrs. Lava was going crazy again. If I washed one more vest, I will go off my head, she said. I am sick of vests. I hate them. After that, Mr. Lava put another notice in the window. It said, we wash anything except socks and vests. Then Mrs. Lava said, and no pairs of pants either, or shirts or dresses, or tablecloths, or hankies. I am sick of all of them. I hate them. After that, children put a notice in the window. It said, we wash anything except laundry. Wednesday was a quiet day in Mrs. Lava's laundry. But Thursday was a surprising day. First, a customer came in with a baby. We do not wash baby clothes, said Mrs. Lava. I do not want you to wash his clothes, said the customer. I want you to wash him. Oh, said Mrs. Lava.
Dirty face.
Yes, indeed. And she washed the baby. After that, more customers came in with their babies. There were rich customers and poor customers, old customers and young customers. There was a big customer with a little baby. There was a little customer with a big baby. And there were lots more customers besides. At first, Mrs. Lava washed the babies and was very happy. I like washing babies, she said. I love them. Oh, look at that. Babies in the pot. But by the end of the day, she was sick of them. And a notice in the window said, we wash anything except laundry and babies. Friday was another surprising day in Mrs. Lava's laundry. A customer came in with a baby and a dog. We do not wash babies, said Mrs. Lava. Well, I don't want you to wash my baby, said the customer. I want you to wash my dog. Oh, said Mrs. Lava. And she washed the dog. After that, more customers came in with their dogs. There were big dogs and little dogs, long dogs and short dogs, happy dogs and sad dogs, black, brown and spotty dogs. And lots more besides. At first, Mrs. Lava washed the dogs. Then she got sick of them. And Mr. Lava washed them. Then he got sick of them. And the children washed them. But at the end of the day, the notice in the window said, we wash anything except laundry, babies and dogs. Saturday was the worst day of all in Mrs. Lava's laundry. Mrs. Lava washed a tramp, a car, a football team and an elephant. The elephant was from a circus. Mr. Lava and the children washed the elephant too. When they got sick of it, the elephant washed them. It's got the water squirted up the elephant's trunk. Oh no. Sunday was a good day in Mrs. Lava's laundry. A notice in the window said, closed. What could be worse than an elephant? When Monday came round again, Mrs. Lather was feeling cheerful. Will you be going crazy today, Mum? The children said. No, said Mrs. Lather. I feel cheerful now. She began to laugh. After all, what could be worse than an elephant? Six elephants.
They're from the circus.
There we go.
Can I just...